This is Barbara Wise with Be Wise Gardening. You're listening to the Rose Chat Podcast. Have fun!
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses. You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
Now, if you've been a fan of this show for very long, then you likely remember our early days when it wasn't unusual to hear our two awesome rescue beagles cheering us on in the background. Well, we've moved into a more studio-like setting, but our awesome hounds are still around, as is the need to provide rescue and shelter for millions of abandoned animals across the U.S. Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Our guest this evening is Tyler Francis from Certified Roses. Now, he's here to talk about new roses for 2015, and he's going to tell us about one new rose named for animal lover and Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Miranda Lambert, as well as a few other awesome new roses that we know you'll want to add to your garden.
You know, one of the things that I love most about this new Miranda Lambert rose, well, other than it's gorgeous, a portion of the proceeds from the sale of this rose benefits the Mutt Nation Foundation. And that is a charity that Miranda and her mom started to help end animal cruelty and neglect. Now, Tyler's on deck to tell us all about this rose and some other roses. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. There's more Rose Chat coming your way.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Paul with the American Rose Society. My family has been growing roses for some 50 years. My wife and I have grown roses across the United States for the last 25. There's nothing more breathtaking than a beautiful display of roses in full bloom.
No matter if you're an experienced rosarian or are just beginning your first rose garden, the American Rose Society is here to help. It's a tremendous resource for making your rose garden the envy of your neighborhood. There's even a rose photography contest for members to showcase the best of the best. Each member will be published in the American Rose Magazine.
We invite you to become a part of one of America's oldest horticultural societies and the home of our national floral emblem.
For more information on becoming a member of the American Rose Society and on the rose photography contest, visit ars.org.
Welcome back to Rose Chat Podcast, sponsored by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners and SW Greenhouse.
Well, hey, Tyler, welcome to Rose Chat.
Thanks, Teresa.
Well, Tyler, it's sure been an exciting year for roses, don't you think?
It sure has. It has been a very exciting year for roses and especially an exciting year for certified roses.
Well, speaking of exciting, these new introductions are certainly exciting. So let's chat about a few of the new roses from Certified. Now, first up, let's talk about Lavender Crush, an English-type shrub. This one just has to be beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I originally wanted to call this ostentatious because it has that kind of David Austin-looking flower. The fragrance on this purple shrub is to die for. It's absolutely fantastic. It stands up very tall, very strong shoots. You can train it as a climber, which I'm doing right now on the side of my house. We're often cutting and putting the blooms into vases all across our house because the fragrance is just to die for.
Oh, all of my rose brands, that's what they want to hear, and especially when you say old rose fragrance. And then I was taken by that old-fashioned flower look. It's just stunning.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the unique quality of this flower itself actually is the white reverse. You don't notice it quite at first, but when you kind of look at it from the side, you see this white reverse and this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous purple, and then this nice white reverse that gives it depth and dimension.
So, Tyler, I'll tell you, we are constantly getting requests. What's a good purple rose? There's this whole legion of folks that want purple roses. I'm glad we've got another one now to add to the list.
Yeah, you know, this this rose bush is going to give you guys blooms all the time. It's going to set up a ton of clusters. Right now I've seen clusters of 20 at the terminal. And, I mean, it just continuously goes. It's very vigorous, would be perfect for any sort of wall that you want to use or green hedge. We're very, very excited to have this rose be a part of our new collection.
Well, I grow a lot of old garden roses, and this one's going to fit so nicely in with that collection, I think.
I'm excited to get it to you, Teresa.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, you know, rose garden dreams are filled with beautiful roses climbing over an arbor. So over and over, Chris and I are asked to recommend climbers. And I think you've got one that is going to be just stunning for us to recommend. Good Day Sunshine. Tell us the scoop.
Yeah, this is another climber that we discovered in our research and development. And, you know, another very vigorous climber. And typically what we see with climbers is the vigor overtakes the bloom power. And, you know, that's exactly what we don't want. We want the plant to be able to grow up and tall and be happy and be able to be trained and shoot buds off the axillaries so that you can have basically a fanned shape to your climber and it to shoot out nice buds on the eyes all the way down the cane. And Good Day Sunshine was that. And, you know, this was just perfect. I put it in my backyard. We fanned it out. I've got it all over my farm. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to hide all of our old equipment with it. And, you know, it's been continuous. You know, we planted it a year ago, and this plant has just gone and gone and gone. I've cut it back. I've shaped it, and it has just continuously bloomed. And the best part about it, it's fragrant.
See, there's that word again. I love hearing that word, fragrant. And I read that it grows to about 12 to 14 feet, which is what you need. You know, I call that a well-behaved climber. Not too much, not too little. That's just about what you want. And you said it was good to repeat?
Yes, this is, you know, the yellow climber that repeats. And that's kind of always eluded us, and we're really excited that that this one, in fact, is going to repeat and repeat and repeat.
Now, another thing with yellow roses, sometimes you get a lot of fading. How does that one hold up? How does the color hold up?
Yeah, so, sure, yeah. So, you know, the great thing, Tom Carruth is basically the head of our research and development, and he is very, very, very keen on the flowers dropping clean. They must drop clean, and they must drop clean. Not only is it drop clean, but drop clean at the right stage. So you want the fade to be complementary, but drop just before you lose all of that color. So a lot of yellows, you look at like a variety like Gold Medal, for instance, gorgeous. You know, it's definitely a fade. It's a complementary fade. This variety here is not going to have that sort of effect because the yellow drops off just before any fade comes into effect. So it's this gorgeous, just brilliant canary yellow, and it continues to be canary yellow, and that's all you see. So we're very, very, very excited about this rose.
Now, yellow is a good rose to talk about on Rose Chat because both Chris and I get all excited about yellow roses. So we are very excited about this one. Chris, have you ever met a yellow rose you didn't like?
No, I never have. And I look for them everywhere I go. I haven't pulled over on the side of the road recently. There was a yellow climber climbing an old homestead fence, and I had to get out and inspect it. I thought, how long could this have been here?
Well, Chris, you'd be happy to know then, you know, in our pipeline right now, we have a lot of yellow floribundas that we're evaluating. Mm. And next year, we will be introducing another yellow floribunda with, again, Teresa's favorite word, fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The news just keeps getting better and better, you know. That's awesome.
You know, we had, you know, our good news for a couple of years was disease resistance, and now we've got disease resistance plus fragrance. I mean, we are on the move.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Teresa, it's really exciting to be on this end of it, because what we get to see is you know, these breeders are really trying to stay ahead of the curve, and disease resistance was pushed and pushed and pushed, and we lost some fragrance out of that. And now what we're seeing is, yeah, you can have a disease-resistant shrub. Yes, you can have a hybrid T-shape flower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yes, you can have fragrance. It's possible. It's being done right now. And in our pipeline, that's exactly what we're looking at. So the evolution of the modern rose is just continually moving forward and in a direction that we think that the consumer is going to just love.
Good news for sure. Well, Tyler, let's talk about the rose of the hour, Miranda Lambert. Tell us all about this one.
This was a really, Miranda's rose was really easy to find. You know, we mass planted this rose. We saw it from its very beginnings to definitely be a standout in all of our research. And I had two rows of it planted out, and you stood over it and you saw a sea of, we like to call it pistol pink because that's Miranda's color. So this sea of just hot pink. And it was just waving slightly in the wind, and you could smell this kind of fruity rose fragrance coming off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew right away that this rose was special. And that's when we introduced it to Miranda, and Miranda recognized it as a special rose. And there we are.
Mm-hmm. Again, the words old-fashioned flower come to mind, which is just, you know, just very fun for us old rose lovers. So tell us a little bit about the bloom.
Yeah, certainly. You know, when we first start out, the bloom is going to look like your typical high center hybrid tea, and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it opens up. They say 35 plus. I've counted much more than that. It opens up to a nice old-fashioned kind of nostalgic look. And it is just absolutely wonderful. We've been testing it constantly. We're putting rain over the top of it. It doesn't ball up on you. It cleans nicely.
Mm.
It's just gorgeous. We're really excited about this, you know, because the exhibitors can have something, and then you can have something to showcase in your garden with just this gorgeous hand-sized bloom that has, 40-plus petals on it.
Tell us a little bit about the size of the shrub. Is this a large shrub or?
This is going to be a hybrid tea, so it's going to stand up nice and tall. Right now, if you leave it all season long without cutting it back, we're going to get about chest high, and it's going to, as a matter of fact, actually, I was just in Texas, and we were looking at this variety. We had 18 blooms on one cane. I mean, unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. So it's just spraying out blooms. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we'll
hand waving in the air. I'll take that. Yeah.
Well, you know,
so
for bouquet lovers, yeah, that sounds like a good one for bouquet lovers.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect for cut. I cut it quite frequently for my house. And, you know, the habit of it is very even. You're going to like that a lot. And that's the thing that we're looking for. You know, we're not just looking for the bloom. We're not just looking for the fragrance. We're looking for the complete package. And this rose is going to deliver it in a quality plant. It's not going to be airy or spacey. You're going to have a perfectly uniform habit with all of them. And it's going to just drop this just gorgeous bouquet of blooms right off the top. These are going to be 2016 introductions. They'll be available in the fall of 2015. And the spring of 2016. So most of your garden centers will have these available in the spring of 2016 after they've pushed them out and containerized them.
Sure, sure. Wow. Well, I know that. We have a whole lineup of listeners who will be taking these names down and be standing in line at their local garden center to get these planted in their gardens.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the best part about the Miranda rose as well is it's benefiting a cause and a really important cause. You know, Miranda's put a lot of time and effort into her foundation. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, you get something that's great in your garden and you know that you've contributed to help end homelessness of pets and pet suffering. Yeah, it's really important to us, too. You know, I have three rescue dogs at the house and we're constantly, you know, dogs are dropped off at our farm a lot. And, you know, and we do want to find homes for these dogs. So it really fit just perfectly for us, you know, and what we do and how important that is for us as well.
Well, Tyler, you've been traveling around. So tell us some trends that you're seeing as you're traveling around the world of roses.
So, yeah, we're really excited. You know, I talked a little bit about Miracle on the Hudson, gave you guys a little bit of a preview, which ended up taking the Biltmore rose trial. So we're really happy about that. You know, I was kind of rubbing my crystal ball hoping that it was going to work, and it sure did. And, you know, what I said in that interview was that the habit of that plant, if you want to define habit, Miracle on the Hudson has a perfect habit. And not only does it have a perfect habit, it blooms and blooms and blooms and blooms. And this is what we want to see. So we want to see this grow-bloom pattern. And what we want to see is that as the plant is flushing, there's another set of just fresh blooms coming up right on top of that. You know, Miracle is a great companion plant. It's going to add color to your garden year-round. And well, for me, year round, I'm in Arizona, so it's you know, we're always growing here. But
bragging,
you know, this
bragging.
we get to always garden. And you know, this is what we're starting to see. So the trend now is moving towards this sort of habit, this sort of breaking from the bottom. You know, blooming on old wood. I mean, we're talking like old wood, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, still getting these fresh. Nice blooms coming off of that. And we're seeing these kind of mounded floribundas that are setting these blooms with 30, 40 plus petal count and fragrance.
Wow.
And it's this habit that we're really starting to see form out there. I am just absolutely impressed with this. And I'm impressed with our team of breeders that collaborate with us across the world and the quality. And also, you know, the uniqueness of their personal touch. You get to see that in every single person's rose bush. So, you know, and they're all following the same mantra. We want, you know, big blooms. We want fragrance. We want disease resistance. We want good habit. And we want it to drop clean. We want to be able to cut it and put it in the vase. And that's where we're going with it. The other thing that's really interesting that I'll give you a quick preview of is smooth roses. This is something that we're really working hard to try to refine.
Wow.
You know, we want children-friendly gardens. We want our kids to stick their hands in that bush and grab a petal and take it to their mother or father. And this is something that we'll be introducing in the near future, some new smooth collections that don't have very strong stems that don't bow. And that have clean and consistent habits. So we're really excited about the future of roses.
Well, that's a lot to be excited about.
It sounds like that song, I Want Big Blooms and I Cannot Lie. Y'all know that?
Exactly.
We're rose lovers and we want it all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can give you a quick report on, I planted 5 Miracle on the Hudsons. You know, I'm a new grandmother, and his name is Hudson. And so I had to have that one for sure. And I planted 5 bare roots late in the season. They're already blooming. I was out photographing them before the show, and it is doing so well. It is so clean. It is so beautiful. The leaves are glossy green and not a speck of anything on it except beautiful blooms. So I'm real happy.
Teresa, if you have time, I'll tell you a quick story. So we had a birthday party at our house for my 6-year-old, and my wife turned off all of the irrigation so it wouldn't sprinkler on us. And we forgot to turn it back on, and we left. And one of my Miracle on the Hudsons died. I thought it had died. I said, oh, no, you know, it's completely, it's defoliated. I see brown cane. I cut it back really hard, turned the irrigation back on. The roots were still alive, and it came back from the bottom. And right now it's growing great. The other thing that happened is I put it next to the fountain, and the fountain broke, and it started spilling over. And I didn't notice it for about a week. And the plant had been sitting in literally a pool of water, completely defoliated. It was gone. You know, I was like, oh, no, this is gone. I fixed the fountain. I cut it back hard, and it came back. I mean, we're talking – It can take the heat, it can take the cold, it can take the droughts, it can take the floods. I mean, this is just a fantastic rose.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news. Wow, we've learned a lot. We know what's coming up, and it's good stuff. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us this evening. It has been such a pleasure to have you with us, as always, and thanks for all that you're doing for the world of roses.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate everything that you do. I have the best job in the world, and I appreciate all your efforts in promoting the most beautiful landscape, the most beautiful landscape plants that are out there today.
Absolutely, the truth. What's going to perform like a rose? I have lots of perennials in my yard, but the showstoppers, that's the roses.
Now, I'm sure our listeners will want to learn more about the roses that Tyler told us about on today's broadcast. You can find them at certifiedrose.com. To learn more about the Mutt Nation Foundation, a donation-supported organization whose mission it is to end animal cruelty, neglect, and homelessness, visit their website at muttnationfoundation.com.
Well, friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast of the Rose Chat podcast. Now, Teresa and I will be on the road all this year telling the Rose Chat story and having so much fun along the way. You can check out our speaking and public appearance schedule at rosechatpodcast.com. Visit us often at rosechatpodcast.com, where you'll find our full library of shows, plus valuable notes, links, growing tips, and insights from our guests. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat podcast. The Rose Chat podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.